This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. We are indeed so grateful to be back among you today. God has kept us. God has held us through our trial and our tribulation. And we're so grateful to God that He has set His servant back, lifted me up to bless me to be able to come once again into your hearing. We thank God for this day and this time, and we pray you go with us now as we continue in our walk through the Gospel of St. John. And we are indeed about at the point of concluding our topic concerning the edification or the private ministry of our Lord and our God unto His disciples, His apostles, and vicariously through us, His saints this day. And if you'll recall, His private ministry began at the 13th chapter, and today it concludes at this 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, where we witness our Lord's high priestly prayer unto our Heavenly Father. And so go with us now as we look at God's holy word, and as we seek the Lord that He may minister this word to us one more time in His mighty name. Father, we bless you today. Lord God, we thank you for this time. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for raising us up, Lord God, and setting us back in the seat, Lord God. Hallelujah. To minister, Lord God, to those that will have an ear to hear. Indeed, those that desire to know and to understand. Oh, Lord God, your word, Lord God, and not only your word, but your will, Lord God, for each and every one of us individually and collectively as your body. We pray, Lord God, that you will cast this word unto the four corners of this earth, Lord, and that you be glorified in it, and Lord God, and that you have your way. Holy Spirit, come into this room, come into this hour, come into this time. Oh, and minister this word unto us, we pray, and have your perfect way. Lord, we commend this time. We commend it to you. We pray indeed you bless, we pray. Lord, we pray, Lord, you fulfill the promise of our Lord and our God. As he said, you will teach us in all things. And so teach, Holy Spirit, and speak that we may hear. In your mighty name we pray, Lord Jesus, and thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. The Gospel of St. John, the 17th chapter. Amen. The word spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, and I don't know about you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I've tried lifting my eyes up. I try modeling the Lord. I try imitating him, and I try copying him in every way that I can, like a little child. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that we should be imitators of God. And so I sought to imitate him, because I see over and over in his word how that when our Lord prayed, he looks up to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't know about you. I try to look up, and God, hallelujah, I tried looking up, but there's this something about when I began praying to God. Hallelujah. I just have to bow my head before him. Oh, Lord God, I just have to bow my head, bow my heart before the Lord. Oh, because he's so awesome. And hallelujah, he is so holy, and I am such a wretch. Hallelujah. I feel like the publican that the Lord talked about when he compared the sinner with the Pharisee, and how the Pharisee beat his chest and declared how good and how righteous he was, and was thanking God how he wasn't like this person, how he wasn't like that person. And that poor sinner, that he couldn't even lift up his eyes, hallelujah, and he cried out to God to have mercy upon him. And I don't know about you, but every time I talk to our Father, and every time I begin to pray unto him, amen, I just find my head bowed down, hallelujah. And I think it's all right with God. I think that the Lord will be all right if I don't imitate him in that matter. But the scripture said that he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, to glorify something, to glorify someone, because you know, the Bible said, I believe in 1st or 2nd Corinthians, the 11th chapter, somewhere around there, that the woman, hallelujah, is the glory of the man. Hallelujah. And so when you talk about to glorify something, it literally means to reveal something about that person. Reveal something, in this case, about God. Hallelujah. And so so our Lord is in essence saying, the hour has come, Father, for you to reveal something about your Son. Hallelujah. Reveal something, Father, about your Son that we didn't know, that man did not know. Amen. That man could not know unless indeed you did reveal it. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, Father, I will reveal something in you. Hallelujah. I will glorify you. Hallelujah. In this hour. As thou, in verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. He's speaking of himself in the third person. Hallelujah. And that is a sign of humility as well. Hallelujah. Amen. And as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life. Hallelujah. To as many as thou hast given him. Oh, bless you, Lord God. Verse 3. And this is the key right here in one of my favorite verses in scripture. And this, he's defining it for us right here, y'all. And this is life eternal. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. Hallelujah. In other words, that they may yada thee. They might know the Father. They might know thee. That is intimately and personally, hallelujah, know thee, hallelujah. Now, the analogy or the similitude is that as a man knows a woman, hallelujah, that as a man is intimate with a woman, amen, that they might know thee, the only true God. You know, there's a lot of, if he's identifying him as the true God, then conversely, that must mean that there is a lot of phony gods out there. There is a lot of counterfeit little g gods out there. But our Father is the only true God. And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Hallelujah. Whom thou hast sent. The Messiah. Hallelujah. God in the flesh. Hallelujah. The anointed one of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I have glorified thee, and we talked about that, on the earth. And I have revealed things about you on the earth. I have given words of revelation about you on the earth. I have revealed thee. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have finished the work. He hadn't even gone to Calvary yet, but he have finished the work. Hallelujah. He have finished the work in one sense, in that he have fulfilled all the law. He hath fulfilled all the law. And because he hath fulfilled the law of Moses, hallelujah, he now has authority. He now has privilege. He now has a position and honor, amen, to establish a new law. Hallelujah. A new law. Amen. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self. With the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Hallelujah. Reveal it, Father. Reveal it. And how does he reveal it today? He reveals it by his most holy spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is the revealer. Hallelujah. And that's why the scripture says he will not speak of himself, but he will speak of me. He will reveal me. Hallelujah. He will reveal God unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will glorify God unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto men, whom thou gavest me out of the world. Are y'all hearing that? Whom thou gavest me out of the world. Now, some would think that because Christ came, that the whole world is saved. No, there's a little matter of free will, and there's a little matter of us having to receive, hallelujah, the free gift of salvation that he had made manifest and available to all that are in the world. Hallelujah. We got a part to play in this. Amen. He's just not sprinkling us with some type of holy pixie dust, and all of a sudden we are converted and saved. No, we have to indeed believe, confess with our mouth, and believe in our heart, indeed, that the work that our Lord did, hallelujah, that the work that not only did our Lord Jesus Christ do, but the work that God the Father did, hallelujah, and raising him from the dead. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, hallelujah, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept my word, hallelujah, amen. Somebody said, it, somewhere in the word, it says that the call and the election of God, hallelujah, are sure, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Verse 7, now they have known that all things, whatever thou hast given me are of thee. Hallelujah. They know that. We know that. Amen. Verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Our Lord said in one place, I don't say anything or I don't do anything. And we discussed this in one of our previous talks. I don't say anything or I don't do anything that the Father don't give me to say and or do. Hallelujah. The law was very keen on the command of the Father. And I guess that's why the Lord had to pray so much. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, he is God. I mean, technically, you would think that he wouldn't have to pray so much. But if he wanted to assure that he heard from God and that he heard, amen, the word and the voice of God concerning every jot and tittle that our Father had commanded and desired for him to do. Amen. And the Lord is saying here in his high priestly prayer in our text today, hallelujah, that I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. That's good news. Have you received his word today? Amen. Are you receiving his word? Because his word is continually flowing. Amen. Flowing like rivers of living water. Amen. For indeed they are words of life. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Amen. Amen. And they have believed that thou did send me. Hallelujah. How about you today? Do you believe? Do you believe that indeed God sent his only begotten son into the world? Hallelujah. I pray for them, verse 9, I pray not for the world, but for them whom thou hast given me, for they are thine. Hallelujah. This is tight right here. The Lord said, I'm not praying for everybody. I'm not praying for everybody. I'm not praying for the whole world, but I'm praying, Lord, now for those that you have given me. Verse 10, and all are thine, and thine are mine. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I am glorified in them. Hallelujah. It's like I tell my wife, I say, baby, you are mine. You belong to me. Everything you have is mine. Amen. And everything I have is yours. Hallelujah. That's in essence of what the Lord is saying, that all are mine. Hallelujah. Everything that you get given me, they are mine. Amen. And I am glorified in them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All he says, and all mine are thine. Amen. Hallelujah. And thine are mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I am glorified in them. I am revealed in them. Hallelujah. So in our life, in our daily walk as the elect of God, hallelujah, as the saints of God, as born again, hallelujah, in the new man in Christ Jesus, amen. Everything about us ought to reveal, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be a reflection, hallelujah. We ought to be a testament. We ought to be, hallelujah, a witness, amen, of our Lord. And that's how we witness as we go, amen. Our conduct, our character, our conversation ought to reflect a life that is governed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 11. And now I am no more in the world. It's in the bread right here. Hallelujah. It's in your Bibles. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name. Hallelujah. Amen. And what's in a name? And what's in a name? And what makes the name, hallelujah, amen, so significant? The name, hallelujah, even today, even you and I, amen. The name of a thing is the glory of a thing, hallelujah. The name of one is the glory of one. And back to the definition. It reveals, hallelujah, the character and the person of one, hallelujah. Be it you, be it me, even if it be God, hallelujah. His name, hallelujah. And the Bible said he exalted his word even above his own name, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Luke. Even above his own glory, even above his own revealing, his own revelation, hallelujah. And so he says, I'm still at verse 11, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name, listen to prayer, those whom thou have given me, that they may be, here it is, hold on to your Bibles, it's right here, that they may be, O-N-E, that they may be one, hallelujah, that they may be one as we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's our Lord's prayer. That's his desire. That's his petition before the Father, that we, you, me, we may be one in him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Hallelujah. I kept them in your glory, Lord. I kept them in your name. Hallelujah. Those that thou gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. That's pretty good. But, hallelujah, there's always one, hallelujah, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And I wouldn't count him out all the way. Amen, amen. We won't know till we know, hallelujah, how that ended up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But at this point, he lost him. Yeah, he lost him. Amen. Because he cut his own life short. Amen. When he could have repented, talking about Judas Iscariot, when he could have repented, yeah, when he could have asked the Lord for forgiveness and would have received it, Amen. He took matters into his own hand and he took his own life. Amen. That really didn't belong to him. Because why didn't it belong to him? Why wasn't it his life, preacher? Because the Father, it's right here in the text, the Father gave him to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And now come I to thee, verse 13. And these things I speak in the world. He's releasing this prayer in the world. He's releasing this thing. Hallelujah. He is covering the world. Amen. In this word. Amen. And in this, and this, because he's doing that, it's as good as done. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because unlike us, amen, and I just speak for myself, much to my chagrin, much as it breaks my heart, unfortunately, my words are subject to fall to the ground. Hallelujah. And become of no effect. Amen. And it breaks my heart that, because I try to live my life and I try to, like my Lord, because like I told you, I'm constantly trying to pattern my life and model my life and, man, and imitate my Father. But I try to mean what I say and say what I mean. And I try to speak as the oracles of God, specifically when it comes to matters concerning God, amen, and the things of God and the word of God, amen. And I speak them in truth as I understand it, much to my the best that I can know and understand, amen. And I seek to hear God's word, amen. But sometimes it seems my very words fall to the ground, but not so with my Lord. Amen. When our Lord speaks a thing, it becomes what it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he has that type of authority. Bless God today. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm not even trying to compare myself with God, because believe me, I'm way over yonder on one end of the spectrum, and God is truly in a league of himself. Amen. And there he is. No comparison. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He is God all by himself. Amen. But he says, I speak in the world. Notice he didn't say I speak to the world. He says, I'm speaking in the world. Hallelujah. That they might have my joy fulfilled in himself. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. In other words, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. Come on, somebody. Amen. Verse 14, I have given them thy word. Listen at that. I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them. The world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Hallelujah. So what is he talking about? About the world. Is he talking about the earth, the planet? No, he's not. Amen. For the earth indeed is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. When he's talking about the world in this context, he's talking about man's system. Amen. Man's system of governance, man's system of an effort to do apart from God, apart from the authority, and apart from a reverence and fear and respect of God, and to do apart from God's commandments. Amen. And we see this thing right before our very eyes, and it's more and more prevalent. It's always been there. It hasn't gone away. 2017 is no different than 17 BC. Amen. Hallelujah. The heart and depravity of man, amen, the Bible says will wax worse and worse. So today, believe it or not, as difficult as it is to imagine, amen, the Bible says the love of many will wax cold, amen. And this world is becoming even colder now than it's been in the history of all mankind, amen. But it's the world system. It's the world system of operation. It's the world system of its conduct. It's the world system of its character. It's the world system of its very conversation. Amen. It's the way of doing things and the way of conducting its affairs. Amen. And so that's in essence what he means by the world. Amen. Verse 15, I pray not, listen, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world. I pray not that you take them out of this system, this world system, this world of way of conducting its affairs, this world system of irreverence toward God and its disrespect of God and its disobedience toward God. Amen. I'm not praying, God, that you take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. It's right there in the red, that the Lord keep us from the evil. And God will, if you let him. Hallelujah. He will make a way for you out of no way. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are, amen, the one new man in Christ Jesus. We are the new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. There was never anything like us before, and it won't be anything like us after. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be in heaven 10,000 years, and we'll still be the witness and testimony, amen, of God's amazing grace, amen, toward mankind, and that he have indeed called us, hallelujah, out of the world, amen, hallelujah, and created in us anew, hallelujah, and made us, amen, hid the new man in him. Hallelujah. We'll ever stand as that testimony of God's grace and God's mercy among the hosts of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. And so verse 17, he says, sanctify them, set them aside, cleanse them. Hallelujah. Them through thy truth. And that's what the truth will do. It will sanctify you. It will cleanse you. It will set you apart. It will make you whole. Hallelujah. It will dedicate you. Hallelujah. To God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You get that? Thy word is truth. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So if you're asking the question today, what is truth? Amen. Truth is God's word. Hey, oh, and remember, back in our beginning here on the revelation of the Son of God, in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As thou hast sent me, verse 18, into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Amen. Amen. I have sent. And that's the essence of the core meaning of the word apostle, is one that is sent. Amen. I know over the years we've gotten away from it because we don't believe that there's more than the 12 of them. Amen. But in essence, an apostle is one who is sent not by man, not by the church, but by God. And in our case now, by our Lord, in essence. Amen. In essence, that they're sent directly by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They are sent. And the Lord said here in our text, I have sent them into the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Neither pray I for these alone. Come on, somebody. Here we come. Here, this is for us right here. You have your ears on? Hallelujah. Receive this today. Verse 20, John 17, John chapter 17, verse 20. This is for you. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who shall believe. Any believers today? Hallelujah. Shall believe on me through their word. Hallelujah. And that's what we have. Hallelujah. In our text, in this New Testament. Amen. We have the words of those that were sent by our Lord. Hallelujah. The apostles and the disciples of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who were direct witnesses, amen, of his person and his word. Hallelujah. Among men. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 21. That they all, here we go again, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Hallelujah. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to do a witness, if you want to be a disciple, if you want to be a witness for the Lord, amen. No need in trying it if you can't be with one accord with your brother and sister in Christ. Amen. It is by our love. Amen. Because it's only through love that we're ever going to have this kind of oneness. Amen. This oneness that the Lord is talking about. This oneness that is sanctified and glorified in God. Hallelujah. Can only be manifest. Amen. By the love of God and our love toward one another. And that's why he gave us that new commandment. Because he knew that that is the only way. Hallelujah. That we could ever be as one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 22. Amen. Hallelujah. And the glory which thou hast given me, I think I read this, I have given them that they may be one even as we are one. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 23. I in them, come on somebody, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect. Hallelujah. That they may be made perfect in one, and that they may be made, if you will, complete. Amen. This idea of perfection, perfect, that they may be complete, that they may grow up. Hallelujah. That they may be perfect. Hallelujah. That they may be sanctified. If you will, whatever context you want to use, it fits. That they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. My. Hallelujah. There it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. I hadn't even got there yet. Amen. Holy Spirit, thank you for affirming that. Father, verse 24, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Where I am. That they may behold my glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And he's praying, amen, that one of these good old days, in that great getting up morning, hallelujah, we're going to all rise up. Hallelujah. The dead in him shall rise first. Hallelujah. And we that are alive shall be caught up to be with him. Hallelujah. In the air, we shall ever live. Hallelujah. We shall ever live. We'll live in our incorruptible, immortal, hallelujah, bodies. Hallelujah. We won't be like any young Frankensteins or any young pieces of work or any young zombies or any other of that Hollywood foolishness. But we will be in our glorified, hallelujah, immortal, glorified bodies. Hallelujah. He said in one place that we will be as the angels of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 25. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. Yeah, they know. Hallelujah. They know they was with him every step of the way. Verse 26. Amen. And I have declared unto them thy name. I have preached, hallelujah, unto them thy name, and will declare it. Hallelujah. That the love which thou has loved me may be in them, and I in them. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. That, my brothers and my sisters, is Christ's high priestly prayer. Amen. That, my brothers and sisters, concludes, hallelujah, this topic of the edification, hallelujah, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ toward us, his disciples, the education, the private ministry of our Lord to us, amen, who are his, amen. And I pray that these last four chapters have proven to provide you comfort, to strengthen you, to encourage you, amen, in the Lord, and that indeed something was said or done to help you along the way, amen, to assure you that God is with us and that God loves us, amen, and that God will not fail us, amen, and that the Lord have indeed prepared a place for us, and he will come back for us, and we, hallelujah, can stake our very lives, stake our faith, stake our very being on that, hallelujah. We're certainly grateful for this time with you, and we don't take it lightly. And you know, we sure would like to hear from you. Just drop us a card or letter or something. You can write us at LODESTAR, Lodestar Ministries, at P.O. Box 255, College Station, Texas, 77841. You can even just call and let us know how you're doing. Give us a call at 888-563-7713. Amen. We'd be glad to hear from you. Amen. And again, you could even email us at jackdapreacher, J-A-C-K-D-A, preacher, jackdapreacher at gmail.com. Amen. Or follow us on Twitter. We'd be glad to have you follow us on Twitter, where we try to offer an encouraging word from the Word every day. And you can follow us on Twitter at Lodestar. That's all lowercase. At Lodestar, L-O-D-E-S-T-A-R. Lodestar, capital M-I-N. Lodestar Men. Amen. Lodestar Men there on Twitter. Amen. So come and follow us, and we'll follow you, and we'll have a good time following each other in the Lord as we tweet along. Hallelujah. Amen. And tell your friends and tell your loved ones. Amen. To log in, to tune in, you can find us at LodestarMinistries.com. Amen. You can also subscribe to the podcast or select the podcast over at iTunes and their podcast. Menu there under Lodestar Ministries. God bless you. And Father, we thank you today and bless you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for this open door. We thank you for the privilege, honor, and blessing, Lord God, to come into the hearing, Lord God, of all that you have drawn near to this work. We pray indeed, Lord God, that you were glorified in all that was said and done. We pray you scatter these words to the four corners of the earth. We pray indeed you be blessed, Lord God, and be honored and be glorified, Lord God, everywhere your word is cast forth in this world. Lord, bless your word, Lord God. Let it continue to go forth with power and persuasion, Lord. Bless your service, Lord God, who, Lord God, have submitted and, Lord God, have committed themselves unto this great work. Lord, we love you and bless you. And thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings, seen and unseen. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we bless you and thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Precious.